It has become clear just how poorly students are responding to remote learning. LKSD released a report of students' grades during the first semester, which can only be described as dismal. Megan Newport, who has a student at Iaprun, was one of four Bethel parents who called into LKSD's board meeting urging the district to reopen schools. She had this reaction to the district's report.
I was shocked during the school reports about the high numbers of students that are not engaging at all.
The reports show Bethel high schoolers failed 59% of their first semester classes. In a third to a half of kindergarten through eighth grade classes, students didn't even turn in enough work to receive a grade. That's what Newport meant by not engaging. Grades in villages looked a little better than in Bethel, but the rate of failed classes was still alarming. Here's Newport again.
Even the most cursory review of the current data on attendance, no basis grading, and student failure rates provides overwhelming proof that LKSD is currently in the midst of an unprecedented educational crisis.
LKSD has acknowledged the problem and is trying to fix it. Assistant Superintendent Ed Picard said the district is forming a committee of principals, teachers, and students, and has hired consultants and researchers, all tasked with identifying how to re-engage students who have tuned out of school during the pandemic. Along with that measure, Superintendent Kimberly Hankins hopes that the intranet, which functions like a limited internet, will improve remote learning. But now, more than halfway through the school year, many teachers and students are still struggling to connect to and learn how to use the internet. Norman Ayagalaya, a teacher in Napakiak, said given the problems with the internet, he'd rather not use it at all.
In Napakiak and some of the villages, intranet has not been working. I'm not going to be spending some time on something that is not consistently working. I'd rather have iPads and paper and pencil.
Several parents at Wednesday's board meeting in favor of schools reopening also brought up an article that researchers for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. They wrote that it would be safe to reopen schools as long as precautions are taken, because, quote, there's been little evidence that schools have contributed meaningfully to increased community transmission. But according to Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges, schools have been a place where the virus spreads, at least in the YK Delta.
In our region, schools in more than one community have been a significant source of seeding an entire village with cases causing outbreaks of hundreds of cases and a handful of deaths associated with those cases.
The YK Delta also consistently has one of the highest COVID-19 case rates in the nation. Therefore, YKHC has recommended that schools should not resume in-person classes until three conditions are met. First, that all cases in a community can be linked to travel. Second, that YKHC is announcing fewer than 25 new COVID-19 cases a week. And third, that less than 3% of coronavirus tests are coming back positive. The region is a long way away from hitting those numbers. To get to that point where schools can reopen, Hodges said as many people as possible need to get vaccinated.
We can't vaccinate our children, so we have to surround them in a cocoon of people who have been vaccinated.
Right now, 16 is a minimum age for which the vaccines are approved. They're available to anyone in the YK Delta over that age. As of January 27th, Hodges said YKHC had vaccinated 5,700 people, more than 20% of the region's population, and almost 1,800 people had received both doses. Within a few months, every eligible person in the region who wants the vaccine will likely have had the opportunity to receive the two required doses. At that point, Bethel parent and LKSD social worker Ryan Wheeler said the schools should not stay closed.
If people have chosen not to be vaccinated, they are accepting the risk that comes with living in a time where COVID is a threat to them and their physical health.
The school board did not take any action on the issue of when to resume in-person classes. Board member Hugh Diment, who works at the Bethel Jail where there's been a huge COVID-19 outbreak, said it was not yet time to open schools.
Because I'm familiar with what's happening medically, and I know how quickly something can spread. I've seen it happen.
LKSD has a work session scheduled for February 8th, when board members will further discuss when schools will reopen. Whenever that time turns out to be, sports practices will come back too. Board members voted to allow sports practices as soon as students are allowed back into classrooms. However, local advisory school boards could choose to override that decision and not allow sports. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.